Hi, this is a dictation for Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A-A-L-S-T-O-N. Date of birth is 5/22/66. Date of accident 12/1/22. And date of service is 12. Sorry, 12/04/2023. The patient is here for evaluation for her various symptoms emanating out of an accident that occurred on 12/1/2022. The patient was a victim of this automobile accident where she was involved in a frontal collision. And this impact caused her headaches along with history of forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurry vision, and as well as pain in the neck, lower back pain, and pain in the right shoulder as the main major symptoms. She also is reporting some pain in both the ankle and feet. She reports that she is doing physical therapy. She is seeing a neurologist of her own to do a sleep study at one time in advanced pain care during this procedure under IV anesthesia. She was found to have a severe apnea, and hence no injections have been provided to her as of right now, except for the shoulder injection and knee injection. The patient is report that her left knee pain that was present before is now completely better, and she reports that her lateral malleolus on both sides is quite swollen. The patient has had x-rays and there were no fractures, so no treatment is being offered at this time for her ankle and foot except physical therapy, a bandage, and a ankle brace, and raising her legs up. She's referred to a podiatrist for this issue. She reports her pain is between 8 and 9, and ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The headaches are also reported to be at 8, neck pain is 8, and the lower back pain is 8. The patient reports 20% improvement in the relief and healing. Please review the chart for ADLs, for system review, for additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 129/82 and pulse is 86. Pulse ox is 99. Kindly review the chart for the data service of 11/6/2023, dictation number 1109-022. Patient is advised to continue seeing her neurologist and use some marijuana for which certification has been provided to her. And she is continuing to do the physical therapy 2 times per week on the affected area, the pain area, neck, lower back, the shoulder, left shoulder, and both ankles. She has been discussed about yoga, meditation, various exercises to stretch the spine. And she remains off work, housework replacement, and transportation has been checked for her. Her maps have been reviewed. And she reports that all the medications that she's supposed to have are provided by her neurologist. No new medications are being provided. She is using a photobiomodulation, Photolux, Onlux machine for her neck and the back. Chiropractic treatment was also ordered to her. And otherwise, she is quite stable. Thank you. MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant was ordered, but it has not been done. The neurologist was going to order a regular MRI without any NeuroQuant. I think with NeuroQuant, we can identify her trauma. The rest of the physical exam and diagnosis are the same from previous visit, 11/6/2023, dictation number 1109-022. End of dictation. Thank you.